Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another Snackable episode. This time it's going to be a shorter one, but such a powerful method that I do not see enough people doing. Okay, and this particular episode, I'm going to talk to you about how you can strategically and consistently improve elements on your website without really changing all that much in the first place, okay? It's about getting feedback from your users without annoying them, okay? And so once again, we're gonna head to the thank you page area of your website, right? Where what you're gonna do is you're gonna add a small question, right? A small piece of code, and there's plenty of pop-up questions that you can get, and it really depends on personal preference whether it's a little footer bar pop-up or there's a lot out there. But what you want to be achieving is asking the customer, right, who's just gone through your checkout process and is now on your thank you page because they have bought from you. You want to ask them a very simple question. Hi there. Thank you for your order. I've got a question for you. What almost prevented you from checking out today? Okay, that's the question. In fact, I wouldn't even include the fluff because you'll have thank you elsewhere on your thank you page. What almost prevented you from checking out today? Okay, so you're asking these people at a point where you've kind of got everything for now, everything that you were looking to achieve from them. Okay, you've got the sale, right? Now you're going to follow up, of course, with various emails, and you want to give them a great experience when their product arrives, and you want to make sure that they're super happy enough to talk about you to their friends and to come back again and again and buy from you. But at this point in time, it's kind of, they're kind of done, right, with the checkout. They're on the thank you page. And so asking this question is super valuable. What almost prevented you from checking out today? The kind of answers you get to this question will really, particularly when grouped together, when you've got lots of them, will shine a spotlight on areas that could be improved. Because if they almost didn't check out as a result of this thing, you can bet there are plenty of people that didn't check out because of the same thing. And so if you start seeing a lot of people referring to your shipping costs or your shipping methods or the ease of the checkout process or your payment processing options or the speed that your site's loading or any number of things which you might not be aware of, right? Particular errors or issues on certain phones that they might be using that you weren't able to test your site on, for example. When you start seeing references to this, it will really begin to paint a pattern and give you really actionable advice and actionable detail that you can take and use to improve your conversion rate. And that's what this would come down to. It would improve the conversion rate, the number of people that end up buying from your site, because you're getting this feedback right there on the thank you page. It's a really simple thing to add, and it's super, super valuable and powerful. And so that's my snackable piece of advice today. It's a short one, but guys and girls, if you enjoyed it, if you enjoy this show, if you like the interviews, if you like the snackable episodes, please mash that subscribe button. Wherever it is, wherever you're listening, hit that subscribe button. And if you would leave an honest review, that goes a long way as well to help this show be found by others who need it as well. I appreciate you. I want you to have an amazing day. Take 2 minutes to do something for yourself and be grateful for it. And I will see you in the very next one. Bye for now.